There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
John D's on the line. John D, welcome to the program. John Defterios from CNN. John, we have... So there's some moaning in the background. JD and Jeddah is the new name for this segment. Good to have you on, John.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, if it's a little bit noisy, it's because I'm in the perfume and makeup section of the Jeddah Airport, of the domestic terminal, before we fly to Riyadh. So bear with the noise. I found the quietest corner. I spoke to the managers so I could speak to Dubai Eye. How do you
so
like that?
I'm just getting a mental picture here, John, of you sort of in a corner of the duty-free, hiding from the crowds just to get the most quality line that you possibly can for us.
I'm
so
trying.
We appreciate the effort. We really do.
Oh, dear, John. In the makeup section, that speaks volumes. It's lovely to talk to you, John. You're in Jeddah. You've been shooting at the Kingdom Tower today. I know that. You've been in Saudi for a few days. Just bring us up to speed with Kingdom Tower and where that is. First of all,
well, it was fascinating, actually, because you always say imitation is the best form of flattery. This is clearly the Burj Khalifa model, because it's going to be 1 kilometer high, a huge water space around it, and I was scared out of my mind, and I'll tell you that in a second. But they're up to 60 floors. They crossed 60 floors today of the 256 that they'll put up. I think it's 160 plus that'll be occupied. But the reason we were scared, we wanted to do this kind of trick where we do the stand-up or the on-camera section of the piece for 1 square meter. And they put us in a crane cage. And they lifted it from 52nd floor to 60 off the edge of the building. So we were just dangling out there at the edge of the building trying to get this shot. And I do suffer from acrophobia.
Oh,
and
no.
That, when they dropped it really quickly and then brought it back up quickly... And then they said, look, the guys are on lunch duty with the elevators that are attached to the building, so we're going to drop you from the 60th down to the ground in this bloody cage. So it was phenomenal. Wait till you see the pictures when we hear the story. But, yeah, it was quite an experience, and it's quite a tower, to be honest. It's transformative because it's not in the center of Jeddah and outside.
John, just give us a flavor of quite how afraid JD and Jeddah was.
Well, the cameraman was kind of laughing at me because they pulled us off the side of the building and then said, okay, we're going to go up. And I thought they were going to lift us up at like 10 feet above the platform, right, to get the eye line to see out into the desert against the backdrop of the building.
Yeah.
And then we just go rising up pretty quickly. They actually had to tell the crane operator to slow it down. So that's something. I've done everything in life almost, you know, particularly in this job after 30 years of it. But this was something I hadn't done before. So you're in a cage, it's closed, but the windows are open on it. They're hanging you from the crane up above, and they took us up as high as they could, as high as they built so far. And that's 60 of the 256 floors. So it was pretty out there. This Jeddah Economic City is 45 kilometers away from the heart of Jeddah, but Jeddah's been building out horizontally. So it sounds like a long ways away, but they've been building north, kind of on the road to Mecca, and near the new airport. So this is going to be a tower right in the center of the desert, and they're going to build the whole city around it. It's pretty close to the Red Sea coastline. And as it turns out, it fits into the 2030 plan that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, has to start using the Red Sea as an asset for tourism and to have people stay longer than visiting for the Hajj or an Umrah visit. And we also saw the brand-new train station, by the way, at the King Abdullah Economic City. And they're going to have 5 new train stations. This stuff is actually happening. It was delayed so long that the Crown Prince cleverly put it into the 2030 plan so they can finish all this development they've had on their minds for the last, you know, 30, 40 years.
And, John, you mentioned it's not in the center of Jeddah. It's some way out. Is the thinking, you know, we'll build this city around it, and if you make something so central, so iconic, people will come?
It's incredible. In fact, that was part of the story today. Natalie, in that, you know, big buildings are not anything new to the West. You know, the skyscrapers built in the United States starting at the turn of the 20th century. But it's really in fashion in the emerging markets, and they continue to try to one-up each other. So the Burj Khalifa set the standard, and including the water around it, and then the entertainment that's going to go inside it, and the Four Seasons Hotel, and then the city around, just very similar to downtown Dubai. And this is quite close to the sea, so it's got a beautiful view there. But they've been building horizontally towards this new airport anyway. but they bought this land 10 years ago, and the developers were suggesting, I talked to Prince Ali bin Talal, one of the main investors, when he first did it, and he said, you know, when I announced the tower, we had a fourfold increase in the property price. As soon as I announced the tower, now they've gone from 300 per square meter rial to more than 3,000 per square meter in rial. So a tenfold increase in prices of land because they have the tower building. And one of the people from the development company was suggesting they were trying to, people were so concerned that this project wasn't going to go through, they're knocking down the fence to get peep shots to see if actually the tower is being built, and they'd feel more secure buying the land for that price if the tower is being built. Now you can see it. It's up 60. They're good 2 years behind. This is going to get done by 2020. They had some delays because of the Bin Laden construction company had some run-ins with safety in the past, and then financing as a result. But now they're aiming for the end of 2020 to get it done. That's pretty interesting. Very aspirational project. It will be transformative to Jeddah, which has always been kind of a fantastic international city, but almost a poor stepchild of Riyadh, which has had all the development in the past. And that is radically changing with the rail network that's going up, this development around the Jeddah economic city. But you see development up and down the coastline now because they want to take advantage of the fact they have a beautiful city. Sea and have never used it before, right? And it says this famous port, but they've never utilized it for tourism and for visitors and people to stay longer. So it's radically changing.
That's a familiar theme when we talk to you, John, and you're in Saudi regularly, is the change that you're seeing. And there is a very real, very tangible change. We've seen women driving very recently, of course. But what's the mood in this kind of run-up, which we are in now, to 2030?
Well, it's the near term, Tim, and the short near term, and then the kind of medium term outlook. The near term outlook's not great. They're not growing in 2017 because of the correction in the oil prices, and they restricted spending, and they slammed on the brakes on government spending, and then the private sector suffered as a result of it. So they're trying to calibrate it so they get some growth in 2018. They've consolidated the budget deficit. Even the International Monetary Fund was suggesting you can't overdo the austerity. So they're getting the message here, and they're starting to loosen the purse strings so they can hopefully grow next year. But by and large, literally from the younger generation up, these people really understand that 2030 plan is really their last ticket to try to reform. They've been trying to do this since the 1970s. They had wave after wave of five-year plans, but nothing that ever tied the entire project together. So in credit to this, you know, young crown prince now, and with the blessing of his father, the king, they see it. This is kind of the last ticket to get it right in Saudi Arabia. And the people know it. As one said to me, it was a businessman who owns a glass factory. And they were so friendly on the Corniche, by the way, all wanting to talk to us and share their tales of the United States and CNN and the rest. They said, look, if it's not him, then what are we going to do? This is the time to do it. We've had examples in the UAE. This is something we should have done a long time ago. We need to diversify. We need to open up. We need to be less conservative. And this is our window, and this guy identifies with the younger generation. It was an eye-opener. So I was wondering, they're going to get a lot of pushback, too much austerity, they're not going to go for it. And the message, actually, when you talk to people in cafes or talking to them on the Corniche, just sharing time within the hotel before you get to the airport here, they all said exactly the same thing. And they don't know, you know, didn't know what we were doing there. They had the same message.
Okay, John, I believe you're going to Riyadh for the big investment forum. I think we'll be able to catch up with you next week on what you've seen in your time in Jeddah. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys take care. Thanks for dealing with the noise. I'm sorry for all the noise back
there. Just before you do go, we did have a text in from Mohammed, and it says, good evening. I can listen to John for hours. I wish he was my professor in the university.
It's not bad. That.
Well, that's very cool. I do some guest lecturing periodically at NYU in Abu Dhabi when I can, and did a lecture on the New Silk Road recently at the AmCham discussion. So it's a very nice compliment. I appreciate it.
It is. John, good to talk to you. Safe journey back.
Take care.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.